Hello, everyone. And I always feel like I have to start saying something right off the bat and can't just go right into it. But I think I'm just going to go right into it today. So we have another podcast episode today, and I'm calling it The Art of Video Games. And so I guess that's kind of a play on The Art of Happiness, or if you like a little bit of light reading, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. So I've decided and kind of thought, why do I like video games? Why do I continue to come back? Why do I keep on spending money? Why do I sometimes feel like it's almost a little bit of an addiction? And so thinking about it, I really do think that video games just bring so much to people's lives. And in The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, he talks a lot about, true happiness really is going to be about solving a problem. And so how if you're a millionaire, you have money problems, but it's going to be different than somebody that's maybe homeless because their money problems are going to be a lot different. And so that's going to determine whether or not and what you're going to do. I mean, obviously, if you're a millionaire, you have to worry about if your stocks go up, if your bonds go down, if you're in the right investment, who you're dealing with, and then of course, if you're homeless, you have to go through to decide, where your meal is going to come. So obviously that's going to be, unique in a lot of different ways. And so when I think about in video games and when I think about what do I really enjoy the most and what continues to get me going, why do I continue on? It really is solving problems. It's finding things to do, and even if it is a fetch quest, even if it is, the same thing over and over and over again, I'm still coming back. And so, right now I've been playing a lot of mobile games. Mainly have been playing Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes and Disney Sorcerer's Arena. And so with those two games, they have done an unbelievable job of making it to where you have something you have to do at all times. And sometimes it's something to where you can try to do something for a year and you still do not accomplish the goal that you want to. Or there's going to be other times where every single day there's something you can kind of go through to do and achieve something that you're trying to get done. And so when I think about way back in the day, when I first started playing video games, and the first game I ever beat was actually Lion King for the NES. And so there's a Super NES. Yeah, either way. So I believe it was a Super Nintendo. And I can remember going through and playing that and realizing how difficult that game was. Even though I've been playing the regular Nintendo for years, I never beat one of those games. And so, but I remember going through and finishing that against Scar and how I can still remember that last mission. I can still remember that last fight scene. And now there's two buttons on that controller, but I still can remember how much fun I had and I achieved that goal. Now the thing is with most of those games, it's not like you can come back and just play that again. And it's pretty interesting though, because it actually was re-released on the Switch, and so you can replay it, but back in those days, I didn't. Because what were you going to do? You could start over and try to do it quicker and faster and easier. And there's people that are, right now going online and showing how they do speed runs of things and they replay and they do that. That's just not me. So, and I've said in other episodes too about, when I played Oblivion and my goal was to collect cheese and collect swords and, basically roam around the place to go through to do that, but I had a set goal, and I don't know, it made me happy. So did it spark joy? Yes, it sparked a little joy. And so when I think about video games and I think about especially the mobile game industry and how people want to go through and accomplish something, and basically they've done a really good job of making it to where a lot of games, the only way you accomplish something is by spending money. So people spend. And so I kind of think like with the Star Wars, I've been working on certain things. I've only been playing it for roughly less than a year or about a year now, and I just achieved something that took me from day one of starting this game to less than like a week ago. And so Anakin's starship is going to be one of the better ships in the whole game, in my opinion. And so I'm a huge Anakin fan, always have been. And so that was one of the ships I started off at and wanted to get finished up and get to the highest level. So I just achieved that. And so that was working on that every single day. So I'd wake up, soon as I turned on the game, I would go over to Fleet, you know, do my 4 to 5 that it was able to do. Later in the day, if I needed one more, I would do that node. And then, you know, even a couple times, I think I even spent a couple dollars to go through and actually get that a little bit farther. So I achieved a goal that I've been working on for, man, I'm at least, like I said, close to a year on that. And I really think that's the fun and best part about video games. And so we have a problem, we find the problem, we solve the problem. And so that is one thing about Star Wars is, you know, looking at this game and kind of the things that I'm doing, like I'm currently working right now on Jedi Training Rey, and that team right now, I need to get all the 7 stars. That's BB-8, that is Stick Rey, that is going to be Chewie, I call him Old Man Chewie and Old Man Han, and then it's going to end up being Finn. And so all of them are at least 6 stars except for Chewie. 7 stars is going to be in the main group, your BB-8, your Stick Rey, and then your Finn. And so the cool thing about this is that, you know, I do a lot of stuff in that cantina and every day do my refreshes in there, so I'm hoping here pretty soon that I'm able to achieve that. I think back of looking at this game and what I've done. When I first started, my main goal was getting stronger characters, and that's what drove me every single day. Then after I started getting better characters, my first person I unlocked was going to be Yoda. And so to do that, you had to have some strong Jedi. So I worked the Jedi. Then after I got, you know, Yoda, then I wanted to go through and actually work on getting Commander Luke. Only way I was going to be able to do that is getting a strong Emperor team, strong Rebel team. So to do that, I had to go through, and it keeps on going on and on. And so every single day, it's fueled me to play this. And so every day that I worked towards it, it was a huge accomplishment. And so I remember when I was working on Padme, and I was getting so frustrated because, you know, every day I was doing basically the same thing, and I was grinding, and I was trying to do that. Like, the fun to me wasn't actually doing the event to unlock her. It was going through and getting those characters up to 7 stars, getting the gear levels higher, and then making it to where I was able to achieve, you know, Padme at 7 stars, which in the end now allows me to be stronger, gets my arena team better, and then I can work on other people. So that's what I think is pretty interesting and fun about this game, and what's made me continue to come back. And now that we have this Disney clone, basically, of Star Wars, it's in the same boat. You know, and so again, it's, you got these characters that are going to be, you know, well known. I mean, I grew up watching Disney. I continue to watch Disney. My kids now watch it, you know, and so Aladdin was one of my favorite characters throughout this whole thing. And guess what? He was also in a video game back in the day, which is also The Lion King. So, which is pretty interesting. But so with these characters, I mean, you know them more. I mean, if we think about Captain Jack Sparrow and, you know, Mickey, you know, those characters everybody really knows. In Star Wars, there's going to be some people that, you know, if you didn't play the Knights of the Old Republic, you may not know who Revan is. You know, if you didn't watch Star Wars, you know, Tarkin may not be the main, you know, the main thing for you. But when you think about this day and age, Buzz Lightyear, everyone knows Buzz Lightyear. And so that's why these games do such a good job in the fact that now they have all these characters, and I believe there's 72 right now. They just released 2 new ones from the Frozen. Of course, everyone knows Frozen as well. So when they release these, they make it to where you just want to go through and achieve that. And you can do it. You can go out and just spend a bunch of money and, you know, get them right off the bat, or you can continue to grind and continue to play. And so they really have done a great job with, you know, what I feel, you know, is the biggest thing about a video game that makes us continue to come back, you know, is making you feel and achieve something. When you achieve it, and for me, I'm a planner in the video game world. I won't lie, in the normal world, I'm not as good about planning things for the future. But my wife is really, really good at that. So I'm very fortunate that I was able to marry somebody that was wonderful, that is wonderful about making sure that, we have food and able to do the basic stuff of life. But no, I do some stuff. I can't complain that much. Like, I do a little bit, like I mowed today. I feel like that was an accomplishment, but either way. So, but in the video game world, I really do plan ahead, and I think that's what continues to keep me, continuing to play. And so I can't tell you how many games I've just stopped playing because I don't have anything else to do. And honestly, Zelda, Breath of the Wild, I was in that case. Soon as I beat the game, I stopped. I just flat did not play again. And today, actually this morning, I was just goofing around, looking around for some games I haven't played in a little while, and Assassin's Creed Origins. I put that in. I started a new game plus, started to run around the town, and realized I have achieved everything that I need to achieve. I had nothing to work towards, so I really just didn't feel like playing. And so I stopped, went on to something else. And so, again, when I think about happiness and all that fun stuff, which this is not what this podcast is about, but I do think that video games do a really good job of, giving us that without making it, too hard or too easy. And so, I think in the last episode I talked about us kind of putting in like an inflatable pool. It's a pretty decent sized pool, but we had to dig up the sod and put sand down. It took a lot of work to do that. And to achieve that, was a lot harder than sitting in front of a computer or, a switch or something like that. So that is my idea, I guess. I don't know how to explain it, but what I feel is, we're able to spark joy or, have the art of happiness by being able to go through to solve a problem and fix it or do whatever you need to. So, getting back to Star Wars a little bit, one thing that like I said, I'm really working on is going to be Jedi training Rey. This has been only a few weeks, but I knew that she was going to be somebody that I wanted to work on. I've had zero, I think, yeah, zero times have I faced her in any arena, anything in my current, state right now. So even in my guild, I only have a couple of people that have her. So I think that would be really nice to go through to do it. And so also too, continuing on with Mando, Mandalorian has, again, like season two looks wonderful. One little gripe, and I know I shouldn't do this, but where are the surprises? Like, I want to be surprised if we do have some surprises. Like, we already have Ahsoka, we know that. And then we're also going to end up having maybe a Rex, maybe a Boba Fett. But man, I don't know. But either way, I'm super excited for season two. With that, man, they did a good job of when the Star Wars released this because I have him up to 4 stars, Mando's 4 stars. Today, I used him in Grand Arena. And I knew all I had to do was get a few critical hits and then I can do basically his disintegration. It is so nice. The last thing that happened in all of Grand Arena for me was me disintegrating old Ben, so that was really nice. Can't wait for him to start being farmable. Again, money-wise, I have put $20 into him. I think it's worth it because, again, I just really enjoy that character and I think I'm going to continue to work on him. So, still good. Other things in there, working on Ahsoka. Ahsoka's part of my main arena team. Finally gonna get a second relic person in this game, and I think it's definitely gonna be her. I've decided that I think she's gonna be the best bet right off the bat and get the most benefit right away. She's a pretty heavy hitter already. And so every time that one of my team actually goes through and does a special attack, she assists. And then also two in fleet, she is my second strongest ship. So hopefully go through to do that. So that's Star Wars update. Going into Disney, like I said earlier, we have good old Frozen coming in. I really do think what their MO is they release a couple characters and then they do an event. The event, I believe, should have Elsa in there, and I want to be prepared for that. So I don't know, it's a little bit different, to think that we have Sven in this game, and so why I always want to, do the voice too of Sven. I don't know, but I'm almost getting to him, and then of course we have Kristoff too. Those are the two characters. We're getting there. I think that when I get those two, I'm taking a break on my main group. I have worked on Onward characters. Rewatching that movie again. At first, when I first watched it, it came out as COVID was happening, and I'm hearing a lot of people dying and some sadness. So it was actually a tough watch for a bit. And then, no spoilers, but at the end there was something sad too, but I was supposed to be happy. But rewatching it, I really do enjoy that. And also too, because we're starting our D&D quest tonight, by the way, that I really kind of enjoy Barley a lot more than I thought I would. So that's kind of fun. So I have all three Onward characters now up to 4 stars, even Manticore. So really nice and cool there. All right, so that's kind of the mobile side of it. I also too played a little bit of the fun world of The Witcher. Rewatch part of the series too. I think one thing I really get kind of sucked into is I'm the perfect person to, start a TV series and then start playing a game and then get addicted and then watch it, and when I just do all of it. But with The Witcher, it's such a good series, and so been playing the game. Really funny though that I started playing it and then I started thinking, well, I've never played Gwent. So I started playing the Gwent game and I got really addicted, and it's really fun. I mean, we play a lot of board games, of course with COVID we haven't had a chance to be able to get our group together. Today actually we are finally getting some people together. The Michigan has released to where we can do 10 people as long as we have social distancing. So there's going to be 4 of us, and we'll try to do arm length and all that fun jazz, but it's gonna be a blast. But the Gwent though is pretty cool because it has different levels of which cards can go into where, and then basically it's a lot of chance, but it's also strategy too because it's best 2 out of 3. And honestly, you can't win every single time because you only have 10 cards. So I got hooked on that, and I spent way too long last weekend just playing that, which I even downloaded the app and went through to Xbox to see if it was on there. Funny part though is I downloaded an Xbox, and then it says we're leaving on June 8th or something like that. So kind of unique, but so yeah. So played that a little bit. Didn't get too much farther in the game, but I did get a lot of Gwent in. So if you get a chance, definitely try that out. So the last thing I want to talk about today is going to actually be going towards our D&D. And I've always wanted to play D&D, and it was one of those things where, I just honestly, the rules just were a little bit above my pay grade, and no one around me really was playing. And a friend of mine, like I said, has been playing board games with me for a really long time, and we've had a short, small group. Not short. I mean, I'm pretty short, but TJ's pretty tall too. But anyways, but we have a decent amount of people that have played board games, everything from Monopoly to Carcassonne to Ticket to Ride, Cards Against Humanity. I mean, we play all those, and so but we've never played D&D, and so 3 of us are relatively pretty excited about it. My wife, I can't say that she is, but she's at least going along with it, so I'm pretty happy about that. So the preparation involved with this was way more than I ever expected. I went through and spent hours looking up the rules, watching videos, going onto YouTube to see other people play it. Also, to going onto YouTube to ask, what the heck is this? What is this? How do I do that? And then really what I came down to and realizing is you can play it how you want to play it. Not one of us are going to go through and actually just bark about the rules, but we want to stay consistent. And so, we just want to have fun. And that's the thing about D&D is it seems like the world and everybody sees it as really nerdy, but really when you get down to it, it really is just storytelling and having a good time. And yeah, we're going to be wizards and orcs and goblins and all that fun stuff, but really it's about just, again, going back to what I said earlier, solving a problem. Finding a way to go through and actually do that, it's going to be enjoyable. So the quest itself, like I said, is really kind of interesting. I think it's a first level quest. It came with a box. We got the starter, You know, I did a little test run with my kids, and it was awesome because after we got done, my youngest, he's like, "All right, when are we going to do this again? Can we do this tomorrow? When can we do this? Sunday? Is that we're going to do it Sunday?" So that was really kind of neat. And but being, you know, the person that has to go through and actually lead everyone and kind of do this storytelling is a little bit scary in some ways. And, you know, their fun is depending upon like how well you talk or what you do or, you know, if you're prepared. And so I think that's kind of, you know, been kind of a unique thing for me is that's just not something we normally do. If we play Card Against Humanity, you know, if someone's being really dumb and not participating, you can still have fun. But in this game, if everyone's not having fun, or you make the story really boring, if you're trying not to make it good, you know, it's really difficult. So, but yeah, so there's gonna be four of us. I got some NPCs in here. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, we are going to be looking for a map today. We're going to be fighting some goblins, a bugbear, which, what the heck is a bugbear? I mean, I looked it up online, now I know, but a bugbear? Like, that's, I don't know. That's just unique. But so, wizards, oh man, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And if not, it's gonna be a laugh. And there will be some drinking involved, so that helps too. So if it's really bad, I just get them really drunk, and then, you know, they'll just think it's wonderful. So, well, great. I again want to recap kind of what we talked about today. You know, when I think about the video game world again, and going back to the art of happiness and the subtle art of not giving an F. You know, really, it's about finding what makes you happy. And in my case, a lot of times it's problem solving. It's figuring out something, doing it. And that's really why video games scratch that itch for me. Not every day am I able to go through and, you know, make, I don't make a list on what I'm going to accomplish, what I'm not going to accomplish. Maybe I should do that. Nah, I'm too lazy for that. But anyways, one thing though is that, like in video games, you can do that. If you are playing Star Wars and you're looking to unlock a character, you know, you work towards it. You know, when you do unlock that character, there's something else. Or really, that's just, you know, like kind of the fun part about it. So I hope everyone's keeping safe. You know, go through and cross your fingers for me, your toes, that tonight when we do this D&D, I have a lot of great things to talk about, a little bit of fun stuff to go with it. And so the next episode, I'm hoping to go through and talk about D&D. Maybe I'll have another great achievement in some of the video games I'm playing. Who knows? But hey, everybody stay safe and have a great one. We'll talk to you later.